Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Okay, hopefully my microphone is working. I tested it. It seemed to work somewhat. So if it's not working, I hope it is, actually. But we haven't done a show probably in a couple of weeks now. We had the coronavirus fiasco that is going on now. And I've got some things to talk about that. But almost at exactly the same time, my computer that I usually use to do this show went down also. And it's literally just stopped working. It worked, but took forever for it to do anything. If I clicked on something to open it up, it either wouldn't do it, or I'd have to hold the mouse button down for at least 30 seconds before it would realize that I was trying to do something, and then it would up. So I opened this thing up this week. A new hard drive for it, got a solid state one, which is much better than the other ones that I've had in it, and this should last a little bit better as there are absolutely no moving parts in it. So I finally got this computer up and going just the other day, as a matter of fact, and I thought that back test this would this show ready, doing the things, doing my audios, and I do have some audios, so I will discuss that with you guys on what I have been doing and why this show hasn't been on, and also why Black by Color Only hasn't been on, and Nada with Mango. All three of us have had problems, and I will let you know about that as soon as I get through with this first audio that I had for you. It's of course, One America News, what the mainstream media was afraid to tell
you. What the mainstream media was afraid to tell you about the news this week. This week, while the mainstream media was obsessing over President Trump's COVID-19 press conferences, here are the things that happened that really matter. The first major study on the prevalence of COVID-19 antibodies in the population finds that in Santa Clara, California, and I quote from the study, population prevalence of COVID-19 ranged from 2.49% to 4.16%. That means between 48,000 and 81,000 people infected in Santa Clara County by early April, which is 50 to 80 times the number of confirmed cases, end quote. There are currently 1,833 confirmed cases in Santa Clara County and 69 deaths. That means there's a crude case fatality rate of 3.8%. But if the deaths are 69 and the number infected are actually 48,000, and that's the low end, then the real case fatality rate is 0.14%. That's a major, major, huge game-changing difference. But did the mainstream media report this to you? No, they barely mentioned it. Meanwhile, as lockdowns continue across the country, state and local officials are abusing their power. The governor of New Jersey said he wasn't thinking about the Bill of Rights. The governor of Michigan says it's okay if government violates your rights as long as it's snowing. Police in Mississippi told a pastor, your rights are suspended. And North Carolina police said, quote, protesting is a non-essential activity. But did the mainstream media report on these serious violations of individual liberties? Nope. The mainstream media basically ignored it. In California, State Assemblyman Miguel Santiago wants California to ban the sale of firearms and ammunition because of COVID-19. That's it. He doesn't like guns, and he's trying to exploit the COVID-19 crisis to push through his unconstitutional pet project in violation of the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. But did the mainstream media report on this? No. The mainstream media is in the pocket of the left, and the left wants to take away your gun rights. Quest Diagnostics, which so far has processed 40% of COVID-19 tests in our country, is furloughing their employees, cutting pay, dismissing temporary workers, and cutting overtime, thanks to the government-mandated lockdown. Quest has no profit from the regular tests they perform to earn the money to pay their employees. But did the mainstream media report on the devastating and unintended damage the lockdowns are inflicting on our healthcare system? Nope. The mainstream media was quiet. New reports show exculpatory evidence that the FBI did not give to the FISA court during their Crossfire Hurricane investigation. We were told by the left that evidence from George Papadopoulos' conversations with a confidential U.S. intelligence community source was the reason for the FBI's investigation into the Trump campaign. Well, now we find out that the Papadopoulos conversations that the media was clamoring about were actually misrepresented. Papadopoulos told an FBI informant that the Trump campaign was not involved with the hack on the DNC emails. But when the Obama DOJ filled out the surveillance warrant applications, they left out this contradictory evidence. But did the mainstream media report on this? No, they did not. The mainstream media does not care to report any of that to you, so we will.
Okay, that was at One America News, what the media was afraid to tell you. One of the things that I wanted to discuss with you guys today was that usually in this time slot, Vincent Brown with Black by Color Only is on. He has had some major things going on in his life, and he has actually canceled his show until September. He will be back in that is one of the things that I got from him the other day. Things at his place and where he's at has been so hectic, he just hasn't had the time to do his show. It's pretty much the same thing with me. Things here have been really hectic because not only is my wife still working, but she is now working out of the house, which means that she is sitting right here where I'm at now, taking phone calls because she works for a call center. And so this house is not quiet when I need to normally do this show, which is usually on Fridays. So until Vince comes back, I will probably be doing my shows on Saturday or until she goes back to work at her workplace. I haven't heard anything about Indiana or about New Mexico going back on the grid. I know Texas this morning announced that they would be, but I'm glad to see you all here. We will be right back after my intro.
Angry blowback for the downing of Ukrainian passenger jet gathering momentum in Tehran.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Show.
Okay, we are back, and we've got a few things to discuss with you. I had told you that Black by Color Only was going to be on hiatus until September, is what he told me. Hopefully then everything that's going on will settle down. No, it needs to, actually. But, you know, one of the things that I never ever thought that I would see is shelves completely empty of toilet paper and things like that. People went batshit crazy over this whole thing. And it's really not something that should have been done. But with the media telling us all that this was the most horrible thing to come along in our lifetime, and that there was nothing around that was as contagious as this is, lying to the American people, because this is on the contagion scale, the coronavirus is only at 2, and the lower the number, the less contagious it is. Measles is at 18. SARS, if you remember that one, that was back in 2004, I think, something like that. That was at 5. So the coronavirus is not even half as contagious as SARS was. And remember the bird flu, avian flu? That was much more contagious than the coronavirus. Man, I would have hated to have the bird flu happen with the people running our Congress that are running it now. The whole country would have been locked down, and the president would have made sure that the whole world was locked down, whether they wanted to be or not. but this whole thing, you know, and one of the articles that I had found today came from Western Journal, and the headline pretty much said it all. A man tries returning hoard of toilet paper and hand sanitizer. An unamused manager tells him off. You know, people seem to think that all they have to do is just, you know, I don't know. When I went to the store to get stuff, I got stuff I needed at that point in time. I didn't stop to think that, you know, oh, I have to hoard on this because this is going on, and I got to pull in of all kinds of things that I don't need right now because I may need it later. No, I didn't think that way. And a good amount, a good part of the American people didn't either. But the ones who get all their news from the lamestream lying media did. The Walmart here, which was a 24-hour store. I'd never seen any of the shelves empty until this happened. And suddenly, shelves were empty of things that blew my mind. I couldn't understand why suddenly toilet paper was all gone. I couldn't understand why, well, those wet cloths that you use for cleaning your hands, that one I could sort of understand because the media was pushing the idea that, oh, you had to stay clean, you had to stay sanitized, you had, you know, so those I can understand. Toilet paper, that one kind of blew me away. But this one article I found, this is, I'd never thought about it before I read a few articles which explained the phenomenon. But there's actually one legitimate reason why we're running low on toilet paper. Most of us spend our days in offices. Sometimes we spend it at the mall or the store. Obviously, we have to go to the bathroom there. And the toilet paper in those places is of a significantly different type and quality. Most of us are going to the bathroom at home all the time. And even if we're out of the house, we're not going to use a public bathroom. You'd sooner lick a doorknob. That means more toilet paper consumption all at once. Since we're not buying those huge rolls of industrial toilet paper in the bathroom at our jobs, it's not like we can just repurpose that to solve the problem. So that's one reason. The other more salient reason is that the world's hoarders and resellers are buying up all the world's toilet paper because if we're going to live in a post-apocalyptic thunderdrome scenario until someone finds a vaccine, they want to make sure they control the cottony softness of quilted northern. Oh, and they bought up all the hand sanitizer too, because, well, why not? It's the same in the United States as it is in Australia, only they're fighting the hoarders that is in that awesome accent of theirs. John Paul Drake of Drake Superstores, a down under chain, has become a bit of a social media celebrity due to the coronavirus crisis. Updates on social media, they're just short of videos about what's happening on the front lines of retail. In one outrageous anecdote, he dealt with a reseller whose hoarding scheme had gone awry and was now trying to return some of the toilet paper and hand sanitizer. How much, you ask? According to Drake, the guy had 150 packs of 32-roll toilet paper and 150 1-liter sanitizer bottles. He had simply a simple wordless response to the customer. He let him have it. And it doesn't really say if he let him return it. He shouldn't have, in my way of thinking. He should not have been able to return it. He paid for it, and if he returned it, then he doesn't get his money back. I'm cruel and heartless that way, don't you know? But the people who was doing all this hoarding, to me, were selfish and didn't think of anyone but themselves. And now that some of them are trying to return the stuff that they were hoarding because they know now they don't need it, they're only thinking of themselves again. And Vorp in the chat room says, let this be your learning lesson. You are incompetent and require paper proper disaster survival training. Yeah. But I've over the last couple of days, now that I've finally got my computer going again, that was the other reason why I haven't done too many shows lately. The computer that I normally do all my stuff on, I mentioned, had gotten really slow. I had no way to download the stuff I needed into my studio from the other computer that I had because none of my stuff was on it. And so it took me about 3 hours to take 4 folders off of this computer and put it into Dropbox so I could access it from there. Well, that computer wouldn't access it. It saw it. It was there. I could look at it. I could open it up, but I could not access it. And I'm not exactly sure what was going on, but that is pretty much the reason why I haven't done my show. But the other day, like I said, I got this computer going again. Seems to be doing really well. Even the battery lasts longer right now. I think it's mainly because the new hard drive that I put in it has no moving parts, so it's not going to drain the battery as badly. And it seems to last about twice as long as it did before. But one of the other things that I was watching was a video of another store, and this one was here in the United States, where some guy had walked up to some food item, I think it was oranges or something like that, and he spit on them. And what came after that really tickled my fancy here, because the owner of the store came up after he did that, and he literally caught him, knocked him on his butt, knocked the guy out with one punch. And it was really awesome to see it happen. And kind of makes me think, you know, on the lines of, you know, the guy probably won't do this again anytime too soon after that cold caulking that he got. And it was funny to watch because when he got hit, his feet just flew right up into the air and that was the end of him. He went down for the count. So, you know, but we're seeing all over here in the United States people coming to the aid of other people. And if you listen to the Democrats, this is something that's not happening. There is nothing going on that is getting better when it comes to this coronavirus, and they've got to shut us down indefinitely. Well, Texas, I found out this morning through breaking news, the governor has done the unthinkable, according to the Democrats. He did this.
Now, in opening Texas, we must be guided by data and by doctors. We must put health and safety first. We must prioritize protecting our most vulnerable populations. We will be getting input from medical professionals as well as business and community leaders to determine the safe and sure way to reopen business in Texas without spurring the spread of the coronavirus. To guide this effort, I have formed a statewide strike force to open Texas. The team includes Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, Speaker of the House Dennis Bonin, Attorney General Kim Paxton, and Comptroller Glenn Hickman.
Okay. Essentially, Governor Abbott has now made it an executive order that he's going to open up Texas again. Now, my first thought on this was he's going to get hit, lambasted from the side, from the back by the liberals, and they're going to let him have it. Well, what's actually going on around the nation is in Michigan, where Governor turmoil for what she did is under assault there because protesters are now outside her residence telling her that Michigan needs to open up again. Ohio, demonstrators in Ohio are now saying that Ohio needs to open up. This is something that's going to blossom, I think. And all the people who are telling us that this is never going to happen, I think that the beginning is coming. And a lot of people don't get them until they do their taxes or something like that. Because I know a bunch of people who haven't done theirs yet and they haven't got their check yet. I've done mine. So I don't know about that warp, but I'm pretty sure that you've got one coming. Governor Hope doesn't want to be a dictator. I've heard a lot about him, but you know, it's this whole thing that is in the process of trying to destroy this nation. I don't think it's going to. There's too much. Just the past two or three days that have shown me that I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's coming, and I don't think it's going to be too long before we all start finding we're going back to work during this little interlude where my wife has been working here from home. I've had a lot more time to try and figure out what's going on with what I wanted to do, because I wanted to go back to work now that I've got my retirement, and I want to go back to work. And I found out that if I do that, it's probably going to hurt me tax-wise. So we're thinking differently on that one now. One of the people that I've wanted to talk to about what's going on is my friend Douglas Gibbs in California, and he lives in that state of liberal bastionism. And I always think of him because he's a conservative out there. So he's one of these people who's in among the lions, and he isn't one. The process now of I told you that I was going to tell you about my other show with Mango. His problem with doing this show has been that him and his wife lost the apartment, and he's saying that they lost it. And I have a tendency to leave them, but they had to try and find themselves another place to live. And because of that, he hasn't been able to get his show going on Wednesdays. But he says that he contacted me this week also and said that he was in the process of planning to get his next show up and going. So that one's going to be coming back. He is also the one who told me about the other one that we've got that is coming. I haven't heard anything more about it yet. But it's when it shows up, it's going to be called One Mad Grandma. And that one ought to be a pretty awesome show, too. But we're coming up on the bottom of the hour. And with that comes our first break. And we will be right back.
You are listening to Conservative Nation Media, where freedom-loving Americans congregate.
Conservative Nation Media is proud to announce our newest show, Black by Color Only. For all you fruit bats out there, this is a fruit bat free radio show and well worth the listen. Tune in to Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
As we continue to grow, we are excited to announce the formation of a new show here on CNM. So here we go again. Coming soon, our latest, this one will be called Nada with Mango, and it will be airing on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That will give us three shows, and we will then cover three nights a week. With Chris Mango, the host, we have another great show coming. Nada or National Association of Disgruntled Americans with Mango, we see this show doing very well too. So stay tuned for our new show coming soon on Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We are proud to announce Nada with Mango on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins.
Okay, it's like I said before, both of those shows will be back, Black by Color Only. We'll be back in September, and Nada with Mango will probably be back this week or this coming week, week after that. We'll be happy to have them back. Okay, we're 646-478-5284 as we are here for the first time actually in a couple of weeks now. We scheduled a show last 2 weeks ago, rescheduled it for another day, never got around. Well, I think I got around to that one. Did about an hour show that day. And then last week, we scheduled it for Friday and then had to reschedule it for Sunday. And I rescheduled it for Monday and got it. So with everything going on, we have had stuff where things that we normally do, we don't. Things that we normally do, we can't. It's like I was telling Vorp in the chat room, you know, our governor pretty much told us that you can't go out, you can't go out. She's saying in parties bigger than life. Me and my wife are only two, so I think that's why we're getting away with doing what we're doing. But we usually go out after she gets off work at 5 o'clock, and we go out for a walk around the neighborhood. I go out and fly my drone in the park about a mile down, and I walk down there. And I've noticed that when I get down there, there are usually at least 20 people in the park doing their stuff. So I know people are getting out and around. Traffic in the city is there. All the restaurants, of course, are closed. I think when things start opening up again, I think the restaurants are going to be slammed because people are going to want to go out and get something to eat instead of having to constantly have to fix their stuff at home. Something that me and my wife do all the time, most of the time, is just fix our own stuff here at home. Instead of going out, we'll go out once a week or something like that. But we've even noticed that just going out to eat as seldom as we do, we've noticed this. It's kind of like, you know, geez, today's the day we go out to eat. Can't do that. Up again, I think the restaurant's going to get slammed. People who are out of work, a couple of my friends here in town in Albuquerque here have jobs in restaurants, and they're all out of work right now because of that. All the restaurants are closed. We have like places like Taco Bell and McDonald's and Chick-fil-A and places like that that have drive-thrus. Their drive-thrus are open, but the stores themselves are closed, and nobody can, you know, the stuff that they want inside the store. I know there's one, Panda Express. They do let people in to order, and only at 5 at a time. But after that, you know, when they get their food, they have to leave. But, you know, that's actually good too, because it gives you a chance to be able to spend time with your family and stuff like that. But I know that trying to keep people penned up in a house where a lot of these places, you know, don't get the fresh air that you would if you went out. I think that the people who live in places like that are probably less able to fight this virus if they catch it than if they actually did get to go out and walk around like I do. We have a lot of members of the left in our government, and sadly on the right too, who have just decided that, yeah, for one reason or another, keep everybody at home. This cannot be sustainable, folks. Without people working, where's the government going to get their money? But not much is coming in. Where are they going to get this money? I know the rich people in our government, like Pelosi and Schumer and and all these others won't give it. They're hoarding just like the toilet paper guy at the beginning of this show. But they want to tell all the rest of us that we have to sacrifice. We have to get away from living the way that we would think we should. They can, but we can't. And one of the other things I saw today, this one came in my email about 4:18, which was actually 3:18. It was a little less than a half hour ago, where New York's Cuomo has now extended his shutdown in New York, so that until at least May 15th. These people have got to realize keeping people from working, that's not healthy either. The thing that we have to realize here, folks, is that most of what the government is doing is not a good thing, because they're all telling us, like with the illegals, hey, you can figure out where they are, yet they seem to be able to keep track of each and every one of us. Government is an evil that sadly we have to put up with. The founding fathers had it right when they went after limited government in the control of the people. The Democrats have been working overtime since the beginning of the 20th century, practically. Well, even before that, to take government to the next level, make it a bigger entity. And sadly, the Republicans have done this too. At least right now, most of them are getting on the bandwagon where they're saying, okay, smaller government. Yeah, that's the way it should be. Democrats, no matter who they are, except for one or two I've kind of seen that have kind of jumped off the bandwagon, keep saying that the more government there is, the more they can help us. No. The more government there is, the more they can take from you. That's pretty much that in a handbasket. And that's exactly what the government does. They take from you. It's just like New York's Governor Cuomo. He's now extending the lockdown in New York until at least May 15th. Now, granted, time is going fairly fast. But how long can this country go without the people working? That's actually a perfectly good question, really, if you think about it. Without the people working, the government can't tax you. If you're not making money, the government can't tax you. At the rate that they want to, anyway. I mean, if you go to the store and buy something, they tax you. But if you have no income, they don't get that. And nobody seems to be, you know, especially on the left and in the media and Hollywood, nobody seems to be looking at that aspect. And some of the things that I have seen just the past couple of days from the media has been just absolutely insane. Bette Midler and a whole bunch of others are saying that anyone who supports Trump needs to be gotten rid of, sent to another country. Well, you know, my idea on these people who actually have their finger on their pulse, but nobody else's, need to just shut the hell up about what they feel. Because unless you're a diehard fan and just take everything they say, with, you know, as the god-awful truth, you don't believe most of what they say. Because essentially, they're people who live their life pretending to be somebody else. How can they be in touch with what's really going on? You know, and this, since my last show, we've had Bernie Sanders dropping out of the race. But he wants to keep his delegates. He wants to stay on the ballots to gain as many more as he can. There's been all kinds of neat things said about that one as to why he's doing this. I think he's doing it to try and take back what he just gave up. You know, and then Biden constantly saying things that don't make any sense. Yet he never does anything to backtrack anything he's saying. And if somebody actually does happen to come at him and confront him with some of the stuff he says, it's Trump's fault. Everything is Trump's fault. And usually one of the most positive people that I have around when he comes in is Vorp. And right now he's upset, and rightfully so, I would guess. But I think he will be getting what he hasn't yet. And, you know, I look at it that how many people are in this nation? That's a lot of things to be sent out. We will be back after these messages.
$80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
In the world of business, it's always exciting to announce the formation of a new one, and an LLC to boot. Enter now Eye in the Sky Drone Services, LLC, based out of Indiana, but working in the Great Southwest in Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87112. With drones being the new up-and-coming billion-dollar industry, Eye in the Sky has gotten in close to the ground floor, and the possibilities are endless, with photograph abilities from a perspective that was hard to get before now. From surveying to photographing problem areas on buildings like the roof, drones can get you the photographs without the danger of actually climbing up there and taking the photographs yourself. Affiliated with Garden Graphics and Printing, the abilities to get the photographs and the graphics with an all-in-one process that can save you a lot of time and money has never been done before. That's Eye in the Sky Drone Services, LLC, at 505-317-8741. Or you can email us at gardingr@reagan.com. That's GARDINGR at REAGAN.com. We are your one stop for drone photography and graphics, too. Give us a call. We can do it all. V Vietnam was the war where American troops showed valor and bravery on the battlefields, but where the enemy was nothing more than ghosts in the jungle, and they were superstitious too. This gave rise to the Vampire Patrol, 6 men who fought the whole war together, spreading death and destruction along with vampire voodoo lore into the ranks of the enemy with cutthroat precision and accuracy. Now, years later, Matt Joseph works as a private investigator in Tucson, Arizona, running his own business, the Matt Joseph Investigations Company. His best friend and former commander of the Vampire Patrol is Chief of Police of South Tucson Police Department. The job that gets Matt on this case also brings the Vampire Patrol back from the past and places it smack dab in the middle of the present day, taking him to a small town on the Indian reservation called Lukachukai in northern Arizona. There, a mountain named Roof Butte not only holds a mystery, but there's also a dark cloud of fear that oozes out of it into the evening sky. Matt has been hired to find out what is going on without getting caught up in its death and destruction in the process. Night Owls is the first in a new series of mysteries featuring Matt Joseph, Private Eye, and is on sale now at https://www.amazon.com/dp/15002844491. It's also available in digital form on Amazon, too. That's Night Owls, a Matt Joseph mystery by Robert T. Garding. Order it now.
Today, due to the fact that I've still got some things I have to add to my computer to get it fully operational again. So I was going to end the show at 4 o'clock instead of 6 like I normally do. But next week I will be back for the full 2 hours and maybe even 3 if I can get away with one again. But I'm essentially with the computer, I put the hard drive in it the other day, and it took me probably 6 hours to get the operating system to upload from the internet because I cannot find the operating disk that I had for it. It's here somewhere. I know it is, but I couldn't find it. But now that I've got that part of it done, probably going to show up somewhere. But today's show was essentially just going to be a checkout to see if I set everything up right, see if I got going right, which seems like I have. And because of that, next week I will be back full show. It will again be on Saturday until, and I'll probably do my show on Saturday until my wife goes back to work where she works instead of out of the house here. I will do it on Saturday. That way I can actually do it without having to find another place in the house to do this show. Because I've got my little desk set up here and got it all set so I can do everything I need to here. We are coming down towards the end of that the first hour. I am really warp got in here. And I actually do think that your check is coming. It just hasn't arrived yet. I was glad to see the other person that had come in that was here at the beginning of the show. See if I can find that. No, can't get back far enough for that. But there was somebody I've never seen in the show before. Probably been here for Vince with his show, Black by Color Only. Like I had said at the beginning of the show, he will be back in September. He's taken a hiatus because of what is going on around where he's living. Chris Mango will be back maybe this coming week or the week after. He has been already contacting me about getting his show going again. And like he usually does like a half-hour show. He's as soon as he gets everything set up the way he needs to, he will be going to a longer show, which will be cool. And then he has also let me know that there's another lady who wants to do a show, and he will be calling her show One Mad Grandma, which to me sounds like it's going to be an awesome show. But we are working to get ourselves up and going, just like Texas is, and just like from what I hear, several other states are being clamored about to get themselves up and going again. Hopefully it'll happen soon, because this country cannot sustain this amount of unemployment and this amount of no taxes coming into government. The government has to have something coming in. All the things they want to do. And then, you know, this whole having the country completely locked down is not something that's sustainable. And I guess Cuomo doesn't understand that one yet. He's still got plenty of money. But he keeps people locked down, and that's going to start drying up. And then he's going to sit and wonder, you know, what happened? Gee whiz. And I think everybody who is fighting hard to keep America shut down is going to find out all this stuff. You know, they're going to suddenly find out that they're running out of money and won't know what the heck's going on. One or two of them will probably be smart enough to realize, hey, wow, there's the reason. No, nobody's working. There's no money coming in. But I think the thing that's keeping this country going right now are the people who are with essential services, who have not lost their jobs or who are not being sent home to sit and not work. My wife worked for Mexico 811 Colby Fatigue Center. And that is an essential thing. And they sent her home with to work out here, as they did with everybody else who works there, except for the boss. I think she goes in every day. But this is over and this country gets back up and going again. I think things are going to be much, much better. And we are now to the point right now where we're almost out of time. And I hope that you guys will be back next week. I will have a better show lined up for next week so that I can get myself back into the swing of things. And like I said, it's been a couple of weeks since I've done a show, so it's kind of rusty at this again. It's amazing how fast rusty at doing stuff like this. You know, I've done this show since 2007. I miss a couple of and it's like I haven't done one in a long, long time. But we will be back next week, and we're hoping that Bork gets his check. Hope everything works out for him. And you know, he brought up the fact is what part of the Constitution recognizes quarantine. None of it, Bork, none of it. They are, that's something that seems to be on the minds of politicians, not the people. People have to work. Politicians are still working. They're still getting their money, at least for now anyway. And we will be back next week, and I'll talk to you later. God bless America. Bless your troops. And as always, we will not be ruled. God bless you all.